My mom has stage 4 cancer in her bones and in her breast. My dad's disease was 15 years, he died of ALS. I made a podcast about death, seemed like the thing to do. And if you're sad by all of this, well, you're gonna die too. Hello to you all, happy week all, or sad week to you all, depending on how you are feeling. Hey dolls, what if I called you dolls, like D-O-L, dying of laughters, dollsers. Hey dolls, hello from NYC of C's, shooting the digital series Plant Moms. It's been really, really fun. Oh my gosh, we shot at this place called the Dream Loft Studios in Brooklyn. If you Google it on Instagram, there's like a page for it. It's this influencer's like beautiful home. It was epic. And I played this character, Danny, who's like the president of this plant-obsessed millennial women club. And they all like take their plants to like Mommy and Me music classes. And it's so extra in the best way. And so I'm having the most lovely time. Today's episode is going to be the reading of a Modern Loss article entitled 10 Lessons I Learned from My Friend's 9/11 Death. I do have an episode coming out next month where we'll be talking more about 9/11. You know, it's a few weeks after 9/11. That said, I felt that it was really important to address this more specifically. And I felt that this woman who lost her friend had a very beautiful article and can say it better than I can. So I'm going to read her words. This is an article published on Modern Loss's site, modernloss.com. I had the founder of Modern Loss, Rebecca Sofer, on the show last month, and she opens up about losing both of her parents and starting Modern Loss, which is an online community and published book, and it's one of the biggest grief communities that has been published both online and in print. The author, Zibby Owens, is a writer and the creator host of the Webby-nominated podcast Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. She lives in New York with her husband, Kyle Owens, and 4 children. You can follow her on Instagram, at Zibby Owens. So again, this is called 10 Lessons I Learned from My Friend's 9/11 Death. My best friend vanished without a trace that day, but the mark she made on my life has been incredible. My best friend and college roommate, Stacy Sanders, died without leaving a trace on 9/11. I don't know any details, and I never will. I know she worked on the 93rd floor of the North Tower of the World Trade Center at Marsh & McLennan, a job she'd started several months before. I know she smiled and waved goodbye to our close friend and roommate on 6th Avenue that sunny morning and descended into the subway to head to work. I know she usually called her mother at home in Connecticut when she got to her desk. Her mother's phone rang just once that morning. No one was on the line. I know the first plane struck the building she worked in right at her floor at 8:46 a.m. I know that no one ever saw or heard from her again. I know that morning changed everything 20 years ago, clearly for the city and country, but also very deeply for me. I'll forever mourn Stacy's absence, her radiant energy, the way she danced whenever she heard music, pointing 2 fingers up to the sky, her impulsive flair that made her tie a red boa around her neck on her way out the door. Her ability to connect with everyone, the mischievous wink in her eye, her love of adventure and skinny dipping. Her death at our shared age, 25, taught me a few things that have certainly changed the trajectory of my life, and her memory continues to do so nearly 2 decades on. Number 1. Never turn down champagne. Stacy would celebrate anything from successfully roasting a chicken to the first snowfall. Everything was exciting and worth commemorating. So now, for me, anything can be cause for celebration. I don't care how small or seemingly insignificant the occasion. Bring out the bubbly, buy some balloons, throw yourself a birthday party. Mark the victories. Express yourself. Stacy chose her job as a means to an end, a way to ensure her admission to business school. But she tried to incorporate things she loved after work, such as running, fashion design, and learning Italian. Now, my philosophy is that if you could get killed sitting at your desk, make sure that you do as much as possible to make what you're doing at that desk feel important. Bring your unique set of skills, your you-ness, to a project. Write that children's book. Learn to knit. Start a blog. 3. Don't settle for your life partner. Stacy always made sure her partners treated her exactly how she would want to be treated. If things aren't good with someone at the beginning, I've learned chances are they won't get better over time. Find someone who you enjoy being with, someone who appreciates the things about you that you think are pretty neat and is happy to live with the aspects that aren't. Share some basic interests and philosophies on life. If there's something toxic in your relationship and it doesn't get better with effort, run, don't walk. Life's too short to be miserable. The realization that you can vanish without a trace, except for an errant strand of hair on a discarded sweater, reminds me to live in the moment. I've learned that you'd better figure out the root of what's making you upset. Brainstorm, get help, try medication, learn some coping mechanisms. Life is not always fun, but if something is routinely getting you down, that unfinished manuscript, the friend you didn't invite to your birthday party, your relationship with your mom, tackle it as best you can. Make amends. We only get to do this once. 5. Choose friends wisely. Stacy didn't suffer fools. She knew she was too valuable for that. Jettison the ones who make you feel small. Does your old college friend routinely put you down? Does another demand more of you than you can give? Does the new mom friend make you feel terrible about how long it took to potty train your son? Bye-bye. 6. Say yes. Stacy always did. A friend invites you to game night? Go. A new play sounds interesting? Go. Girls' yoga trip to Costa Rica? If you can afford it, book a ticket. You might not have the exact experience you wanted, but saying yes will lead to moments that can't be replicated. And sometimes it's a lot nicer to know you tried something than wish you had. 7. It will get easier. Some things that happen in life are terrible and inexplicable, but you will survive them. Trust yourself to get through them. The grief, the pain, one step, then another, and another. I didn't think I'd ever be able to function again when I lost Stacy. I tried to drop out of school. I cried constantly. My family decided it had gone on for way too long and begged me to snap out of it. But I couldn't. Now I keep Stacy in my heart, but her loss doesn't take full control over me any longer. Back then, I don't think I could have imagined a functional version of myself again. 8. Join a community. I don't care if it's your religion, your school, or even a Facebook group. Connect with others by letting their stories and experiences help you get through every stage of life. My business school community helped me through 9/11 by reaching out, listening, being there. I'm still grateful all these years later. 9. Let go of stuff. When papers and files and possessions start building up, trash some. I flash back to the day I had to sift through all of Stacy's belongings, figuring out what to keep and what to toss. I don't want to put my loved ones in that position. If you don't really need it, toss it. 10. Laugh. I can still hear Stacy's laugh. I can see her throwing her head back, joyous eyes twinkling. I try to channel a little bit of the joy she can no longer experience whenever I can. I can't give her anything back, but I can use her life as a role model, just like I did when she was alive. At dinner, every night, my family shares what made us laugh the hardest that day. Find the humor in the everyday, even if you have to find it online with some stupid meme. Throw your head back, giggle, cackle, smile. Uncover the joy. Do it for those who can't. Zibby, I'm really touched by your story, and I'm grateful that you're sharing this in honor of your friend Stacy. I was in elementary school during 9/11, and it's really interesting to hear from someone who was 25 and how the loss of her dear friend impacted her life then and now. The only change in that reading was she had written it 2 years ago. So she mentioned 18 years ago and I changed it to 20. But just for context, I will put that information here. It's heavy stuff, but I wanted to share this with you as a beautiful tribute to Stacy and to those who lost their lives on 9/11. It has been 20 years since 9/11, and it's important to keep remembering these moments that have shaped our country and our world. If you'd like to reach out to Zibby, again, she's on Instagram at Zibby Owens. Zibby, thank you for your contribution to this modern loss piece. I'm grateful to have learned more about you and a little bit more about your friend through this story and post. If you or someone that you know has been impacted by 9/11 and you'd like to share your story here, you can reach out to me at Dying of Laughter Podcast on Instagram or at dyingoflaughterpodcast@gmail.com. As always, I would love to hear from you. If you'd like to share your story surrounding death, dying, or diagnosis, don't be afraid to hit me up on the gram. I will hit you back. I love to listen and support and hear how I can better show up for those who are recently or not recently grieving. This has been Chelsea Lloyd. Now I sound like I'm on NPR. I'm Chelsea London Lloyd. Thanks for sticking with me for this shorter episode. I thought it was a beautiful tribute, and I'll see you next week with another interview. Thanks for being here, and I'll talk to you soon.